Our next presentation is Amy Geronomy from Mod VoiceOver. So a lot of the presentations you've heard have been focused on a lot of data and the things that you typically think about. We don't want it to get lost in the shuffle that your message has to resonate. And if the, we use voiceover artists in a lot of what we do, and I know a lot of campaigns do, it can really help. There's plenty of people who are much better at doing voiceover and presenting than I am. And we have one of them with us today. So Amy, let me let you get started.
Great.
Go ahead.
Hi there. Hello, everybody. Yeah, kind of an unusual presentation, but I'm so glad I'm the only one. My name is Amy Geronomy. My last name rhymes with astronomy, in case you're wondering how to pronounce it. I am here today to talk to you about my voiceover business, but also a collective that I am also a part of. I do voiceover out of my broadcast ready home studio in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. There are a lot of different things that we can do with voiceover. I'll tell you about that in a minute, but I'm an official member of the National Association of Voice Actors. I'm listed in the Diverse Vendor Directory for the DNC, and I'm also a part of a collective called Blue Wave VoiceOver, and you see their website in front of you. That is a collective of about 40 of us from around the country in the U.S. who are committed to voicing spots for Democratic and progressive political campaigns. And so there is a huge variety there of voices that you can choose from. My voice is not always the right voice. The cool thing about that collective is that you're guaranteed to have stellar voice actors. This has been carefully vetted. Blue Wave VoiceOver is contracted out all the time to do cool spots. So think about that as well. But what I do and what many of us do in the collective, anything from TV, radio, digital to social media ads, explainer videos, documentary narration, live event announcing and narration, the possibilities are endless, right? People don't often think about that with regard to voiceover, but I have voiced a ton of stuff in the last couple of years. Just a few recently, I did a voting rights radio campaign. I did the Michigan Secretary of State TV campaign. Recently was on the radio in South Dakota for a women's reproductive rights radio campaign, Minnesota Democratic House Candidates TV campaign. And then a couple of years ago, after January 6th, I did a social media campaign called Facebook Knew the Truth. Not all of them can you get access to after you do them, but I know Facebook Knew the Truth is online, so you could always find that. Rates are always negotiable, too. So people are thinking, well, how do I pay for all of this? Though we don't have a huge budget for voiceover or voice talent. It really depends on your market and the type of work that you're doing. Of course, when I do work for, big production companies, for large markets, the rates are a lot different. But if we're talking about a small market or a documentary narration or a live event, it's always negotiable. I always go by the Global Voice Acting Academy Rate Guide. It's called the GVAA Rate Guide. And that's really the gold standard for professional voice actors to establish rates. But the reason I say they're always negotiable is that political campaigns have to do a lot of stuff and they have very little budget sometimes to do that. So I'm happy to always talk to folks about cost. And like, I'll give you an example. The radio campaign I did in South Dakota, it was a single market, one state. I think I charged $275. So those are fairly reasonable, the radio campaigns, as are social media campaigns and so forth. Let me go back one. My studio, it's acoustically treated. I do remote recording and editing from here all the time. I'm on the roster at CNN. I do a lot of auditioning for them, so they want to hear a studio that is of stellar sound. So I made sure it is that way. I use a very standard microphone that most production companies use. It's standard for them, but it's a high-end mic so that they're getting prime sound. Hardwired internet connection, as I said. And then I use something called Source Connect Standard, which is something many, many producers and directors want you to have so that they can patch in from their studio. But I can also connect and be directed by anybody, anytime via Riverside FM, Zoom, Google Meet, all those wonderful things. So what I have up here too is a scannable QR code that will show you all of the different types of work that I do. And I'm going to just stop there. I'm speaking really quickly because I know I don't have too much time, but
you got plenty of time. You're good.
Okay. And so I'll stop there and just see what questions people might have.
Okay. Well, first, thank you for that. I want to support what Amy said. If you're running a campaign, at Field Team 6, we are constantly running campaigns, and we do, the message is important. I mean, we do a lot of thinking about how does the message, we can text to people, but as equally as important is when we text them, and if they get it, the message has to resonate. Same with phone. And if you're running a campaign, it's mm-hmm. going to be the same thing. You're going to spend an enormous amount of money and effort and resources in putting together some outreach campaign. And I think it's true that often we don't think about voiceover. We'd love you to do that. I think voiceover is going to be the cherry on the sundae. It's not going to be the sundae in terms of your resources. So it's an easy thing to do to make sure that all that effort you're putting into the message kind of really resonates.
I love that you said that, Rusty. I have a very good friend of mine, Tina Marasco. She is a casting director. She's the voice of Love It or List It, if you've ever watched that. Yep. And she, when she coaches and teaches voiceovers, that's what she says to people. The voiceover is the cherry on top, right? It's the thing that can make it all come to life and make it just right. So it's interesting that you said that, and I appreciate that.
I mean, I just saw the Oscars. There's at least one and maybe two still entire categories for sound. And I don't actually know why one movie wins and one doesn't, but I'm pretty sure that without the sound, the movie doesn't win anything. So
yeah, right. Exactly right. So, and there are, tons of opportunities, to meet different voice actors who will do this work. But again, I the reason I'm here is to say, listen, we have a collective of people that I'm a part of. I'm experienced in it, and so are all of they. There are certain nuances to this. So depending on how you want your message delivered, what kind of tone are you looking for? Are you looking for a mature voice like mine in her 50s? Are you looking for a younger voter's voice? There are so many options that can bring your work closer to where you want it. And the truth is, like you said, Rusty, a voice behind all of that hard work that you're doing is key, because people snap to attention when they start hearing a compelling voice with that message that's going on the television or in social media or what have you. So
if you've got I'm imagining a small campaign who mm-hmm. is putting out kind of a local ad or something, mm-hmm. And is looking for, they may just start thinking about, oh, gee, I've got to put in, voice. Mm-hmm. How often you encounter that, and sort of what's their typical knowledge base? Like, how easily can you slip in or give them guidance, both on the substance of the message and just the question you ask? Are you looking for an older, mature voice or a younger voice? That would never occur to me. Like, I don't even know the questions to ask. If I was working with you, how do you kind of get them up the learning curve?
That's a really, really great question. Excellent question. In fact, I'll pop up my, actually, I can send it to you, Rusty, if you want to distribute it, but I have a voice.
If you got some, put in the chat, if it's a link.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I have a voice, a guide to hiring voice actors for political work, actually. So I will find that right here, and I will post that on there for you. But yeah, there are a lot of things to consider. What kind of a studio people have? Have they done political campaigns before? If they have a demo, that's great. But a lot of voice actors haven't done work in that space yet. So you want to ask questions about, people's studio, how often they're available to record. I do this full time. I'm here 24/7. I can turn something around for you in 15 minutes if you needed me to. Right. So that's another question.
I know that there are different ways to read and kind of convey energy and the like. How do you decide, does the campaign simply come to you and say, I want this? Or how do you decide that this is how I'm going to read this? Or here are some options you can think about.
That's a really great question. I think, first of all, it's about the audience that you're trying to reach, right? The demographic. So I do a lot of mature voice for Medicare, reproductive rights, things of that nature. If you're looking to register new voters, you might be looking for a friendlier tone and a more, more a younger tone, right? Like a, hey, I'm 25 and I voted for the first time a couple years ago. You should too, right? So I could definitely also help people figure out what kind of a tone, or is it somber? I just did an audition this morning for a negative ad attacking Donald Trump for his love for the Hungarian dictator. So it's like, and that one has to be, you want that to sound like I am not messing around. So now I get my serious voice on. But some of them can be fun. So and so thinks blah, 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 right? So it depends on how you want people to be impacted, but I help with that. I also write some political ads. I'm actually doing my own, hopefully, Instagram slash TikTok ad campaign, just as a way to help young voters think about how they can have their voices be heard. So I'm just going to do that as Amy Geronimi, the voice actor. So yeah, I mean, it really just depends on the audience, the type of thing you're looking for. Like if you're doing a narration for a documentary, then you have to have somebody who's experienced in documentary narration. There are nuances to that, right? So again, I hope that answers your question, but yeah, it definitely depends on the copy and the
Great.
audience.
All right. Well, that is super helpful, and I really love that. I've often wondered that, and I have in past hired voice actors and voiceovers, and I would admit I have no idea what I'm hiring and why. So I need people like you to come tell me this is what you need to figure out.
That's great. Now you do. Yeah. And check out my
No
guide
problem.
to hiring, and that should be very helpful too. And please, any of you, reach out anytime if you need more information or would like me to help you in any way.
That's great. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. We're psyched to have you. Thank you for doing it.
Thank you so much, everybody. Take care.